Welcome back to Trot's Life. And the man you go to when you got no guest is Michael Gadsden. It's a bit of solo man in that. You don't know what I'm talking about. It's before your time, Maddie. Maddie's shaking his head at me. Mick, you'd remember the solo man ads. How are you, mate? Where are you?
Yeah, good, good. Just at the stables at the moment, just about to gear one up. Taking for a bit of a fast work in a few minutes, and that's about it. Enjoying a beautiful day in Charlton.
Very good, mate. Just look down at your hands. Can you see all your fingers, or have you got two gloves on?
Yeah. I've got two. Got none on at the moment. I might need a couple to help get that thing around on tomorrow night, but no, all good there.
So the horse we reference, tomorrow night you've got a first starter for Alan Pud McDonald Foxy Two Gloves. So what's the go? Do you go up, do you drive it, and you tell him whether you'll train it in 18 months' time and win races with it? Is that the plan? This will get back.
It's had a few issues with the trials, I think, but he actually got a bit of an opinion of it. It's out of Washington's Legacy, who was the mother of the good horse, Win Me Cheap.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, yeah.
She's always been a bit of a stable favourite, and she does go all right, but she's got a few little quirks, apparently, just, you know, circling up and things like that. So, sort of watched the trials a bit, and he's always, for the last 18 months since he sort of broke it in, he's always had a bit of an opinion. So, good family, the mayor. He spoke about the mayor, I think, when you had him on a few months ago. You know, she only won a race at Broken Hill or something, and then ended up leaving three or four winners. So, I think he's a bit excited to get to the track, I think. But yeah, just be a bit of an education and a look around, and that's probably why I'm on it and not one of the other fellas. But that's all right. We can do that for him, hopefully.
Do you think animals end up a bit like their owners?
Oh, a bit misguided and a bit
quirky and a few things you described.
Is that where we're heading with that? I think so. But no, I remember the mare. Actually, I've done another mare here that I've done a few trial drives on back when I got started, Washington's Legacy. She was a bit the same. She was a bit, she had a little quirks and that. But anyway, she's been a really good broodmare for him. He always sort of said to her, he bought her more for a mare than a racehorse, and she left him Win Me Cheap, so he's done a good job for him.
Yeah, he's a great man. Now, Mildura Horse of the Year, I'm Stuck Man.
Yeah, he's just had a little let up, which I think he deserved after, I think, he had 42 starts at the track last year alone. So he actually come back pretty well from, they got a couple of weeks off. That's like a spell for him, but ran third first up in a race that went pretty lickety split, and he sort of just worked home nice late, and then last week he nearly got the chocolate, but not quite. But this week he's drawn five, and probably a little bit awkward for him, but he'll run his honest race like he always does. He just seems to keep earning and just keep, you could never, in the last 12 months there's not really a race where I've come off the track and thought, that was a
ordinary run, yeah.
He's just ever consistent. So, if the old man had another two or three of him, he'd be pretty happy, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely. Off the fake text, Alan from Mildura says, watch the attitude, Mick.
Yeah, another.
You might know. You haven't driven this one, have you?
No, he's only had it. I think he picked it up last week.
Yeah.
Left up there at races, so. Another little drive for me, drawn four or something. I think it's settled in all right. And, I don't really know too much about it, but I think he got it off Albie. So just a nice little horse for when they go to every Friday out there that can just punch around once a week and do a job, hopefully.
I don't think Mustang Max is that different to I'm Stuck Man. He just doesn't win races.
No, he's allergic to the winning post a little bit. He's a bit plain there for a long time, but he's sort of found his niche in that, that real up to 40 grade, and he's got a little bit of gate speed, and he's got he's been running actually quite consistently lately without winning. I don't think he's run too many times worse than sort of fourth, where he hasn't drawn. When he's drawn poorly, it doesn't help him, but when he gets a draw, he's running seconds and thirds and fourths every week. So he's sort of another sort of handy little Mildura horse. I know star, and he doesn't win races, but he picks up his speed every week, and the old man sort of bred him, and that's, so he's got a soft spot for him. So I'd say he'll just sort of keep punching around. But a win's not far away, but then I've said that for the last 6 months and it hasn't come. So hopefully sometime soon.
That up to 39 grade, we've done it interesting, actually, because the finals on the Friday night of the Mildura Cup week, but there's another set of heats for the up to 39 the same night. So the 10 or so that make the final out of the heats tomorrow night won't be in those heats on the Friday night. So there's going to be a couple of real opportunities in that level, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, I did notice that the other day. I was looking to see what was around the carnival week and that, but he sort of, it'd be good for him, but I don't think he's sort of, I'm pretty sure he'd make the final the way he's been going with the draw. So, but he's just one of those, like, I thought he had it, thought he had his birthday the other week and he ran second. Ryan got me in a photo again. It's about the 15th time he's beaten me in a photo at Mildura. So, but, you know, he's one of those horses that, like, he'll always hang around and he's, you know, he earns his keep and he's got a bit of a soft spot. So he'll keep going around.
This one's sort of half off the fake text and half off the normal text, off my own personal. From a Darren, this is. When in trouble, who do you call? Just, he says, I missed the surname. Was it Mick Grimson?
Yeah, well, the editing's been going pretty good here at the moment. I can't really.
You're flying, man.
Had another, not a bad weekend. Markley Kaz was first up and that last today and got beat half a length. And Craig Mennell was a bit stiff to lock wheels at the 600 and he sort of still hadn't picked himself up and rattled home. He's actually really, he's been trying really hard lately, that horse. Like he, like 2 or 3 months ago, if something like that happened to him during the run, he would have.
It's about the dummy.
Well, as I said to put after the race, he wouldn't really lay down on the track and that's where we would have to pick him up from if he locked wheels because he sort of didn't really have a lot of fight in him, but he rallied again. And then, yeah, Hungry Hogarth just sort of copped a little check on the first corner yesterday at Maribor and, oh, he couldn't have been any better from at what had happened to him. But, yeah, and no, I had a really good start to the year. Sort of only a few racing, but the ones that are racing are going well. And got one in the Pleasant Creek Plate on Friday at Stall. He's gone 4 in the heat. So
this is great, this, because the driver of the horse, James Herbertson, you were teasing him and not telling him who the horse was. And you're like this. I met Cranbourne on Sunday night, and I said, he worked out who that horse is? Yeah, yep, I know. It's Nugget Pan. And yeah, I just had a chuckle.
Yeah, he told me yesterday it was Dallas Patrick, and I said, that's Ros Ralph's horse. He goes, oh, it is too. Anyway, he finally got it. But anyway, Em saw him on the trading ring, and we're sort of looking for a horse for the race. But when they announced it last year, I was pretty keen on
getting something,
trying to find something for it, just something a little bit different, you know. And anyway, Fragmental was going to be the horse for it at the start of the year, and then he sort of won a few races, and that made him ineligible. And we're looking for something, and this bloke came up, and I thought, oh, well, he's, you know, he's been racing around Wagga and Leeton and a few of those tighter tracks and whatever else, we'll give him a go. So he's been purchased solely for the fact of more or less this race on Friday. So he's drawn 4 in the heat, and we've got James, now he finally knows which horse it is. He can drive him on on Friday. And no, he's worked pretty well. He's settled in. He's, you know, he's going as good as what the other 3 or 4 are that are racing at home, but at home's always different to
the races.
The race day. And I said to James yesterday, he's won 1 from 26. So I said, we'll find more out about him on Friday, I suppose. So, but no, it's just nice to have one in the heat for it. Like, you know, just those little races that are a little bit different are always, you know, a bit exciting and a bit fun to sort of, you know, try and aim a horse at.
So you did set going out and purchase this horse for this series, and then, well, you half stuck with him, I suppose, but then you just potter around with him like you have the others, and if you get him going at his absolute best, potentially he can end up like a Fragmental.
No, well, that's right. He's only a 39 rater or something. So even if, you know, if he was good enough to snag the heat or a final or something, he comes out of it pretty well assessed. And, you know, being here at Charlton, we're so central to everything. Like, we've had a bit of luck the last 6 months or so with horses coming on, you know, low marks and been able to place them well and win some races with them. Like Abby Field, she won 7 and she was only a 30-odd rater. And Martha Kaz, she's hovered around that mark for
ever
probably 2 or 3 years now. And she's won 9 races. And, you know, just those sort of, leaving like a hungry hog after a fragmental that's come from Mildura having won 1 or 2 races or in Adelaide and just sort of found their mark or their niche in, you know, the Victorian system and away they go. Like there's, I was talking to Sean McNulty at Owen the other day, that's what he said, my best horse is my worst horse. He said, you know, Redback Molly, she's just a little star, she just keeps earning, but she's no, you know, she hasn't, not blessed with ability or whatever else, but they're good horses for the system and the, you know, the way the ratings work.
They certainly are. Just to extend that out, we know we need a trotter's version of the Pleasant Creek Plate, don't we? That would be interesting.
Yeah, no, I'll leave it. They're just, you know, something a little bit different. Even yesterday at Maribor, 2,600 metre up to 50, like as soon as I saw that program, I thought, beautiful, you know, I've got a horse that just suits down to the ground. They're just different races that give different horses a, you know, an opportunity, I suppose.
Yeah, there's always a winner no matter what. It doesn't matter if it's a mile or 2,200 or 2,700, but it is nice to have a bit of variety and a few options for different people. And it's been noted over recent months. And I think the programming's going to be even different over the coming months, as you would well know, Mick.
No, that's right. It's just, you know, if the horses are in the system and going around, if it gives them a chance to earn or if it gives them a chance to, you know, even like on Friday, we're racing for $10,000 final, which
is pretty good.
Those sort of horses will never see that sort of prize money probably again, as long as they're going around. But, it's, you know, they're horses and owners and that if they do snag a $10,000 race, that $6,000 in prize money goes straight back into the industry with a bit of interest. You know, if you win 6, you'll put another 3 in and buy something worth 9, or, you know.
Or if you put like McDonald, you spend 3 times what you earn on service fees.
Yeah, that's right. That's the same again. Like, he's had a really good year last year with, you know, Business Class and, you know, Master Lavinia and those sort of horses. And I think this year he's got 4 mares or something that he's taking the stud or. Like, whatever money he never takes money out of the industry. They just, whatever money they earn goes in plus interest. So, even like the old man, he went and Stuckman won $50,000 last year with his bonus and everything, and he went to the sales and bought himself a yearling and, you know, spent more on horses in one transaction than what he would have in his whole career. So, like, it's always nice when those sort of fellas, you know, get a little bit of a return because, you know, it's going straight back in.
Mick, we'll let you get back to working those horses. And James Herbert's going to do his 3rd or 4th set of form for the race. He's already done all his prep and research on about 3 different horses. Now he can finally do it on the right one.
Well, he told me he's good in these series. He said he's run 1 or 2 of these heats and finals in a day at Mount Gambier when he was just starting out. So I'm not sure if that was a hint to really push him over the line to get the drive or not, but he couldn't tell me quick enough at Maribor yesterday. So
he's pumping he's pumping himself up to get a drive.
Yeah, he said I won a heat and final at Mount Gambier on the same day.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked.
I got pretty good with him with that, as you know.
Of course, yeah.
And it's all a bit of fun. But it is nice when you can get, you know, someone like him to jump on. Like even at Owen the other day, I was stuck a few drivers away and that, and Ryan was out. So I had to drive myself, which I don't normally drive my own very often, but it did make a bit of a difference, I think. Like I thought I had 2 good chances and, you know, ran a couple of places. And sometimes those fellas can really just find that extra length or two that I can't.
Yeah, they certainly can. That's why they're the best in the business. There's a group of them, about 15 of our drivers, that are just absolutely elite, if you ask me. Mick, thanks for having a chat and short notice. And when you're in trouble, who do you call? You call Mick Grimson. Thanks, Mick.
No worries. Cheers.